more Idaho Matters right now. You know, concentrating in the classroom can be hard if you're struggling with basic needs like food and clothing or a stable home environment. So that's why school districts all over the Treasure Valley are partnering in an initiative. It's called Community Schools. It helps provide resources for students and families who are in need. And the city of Nampa alone, there are 5 family community resource centers that take part in this initiative, and they are working to raise awareness so that they might be able to help even more families in need. Joining us today is Nampa School District's Director of Federal Programs, Neil Trimble, and Madison Parker, Family Community Resource Center Coordinator at Nampa High School. Welcome, both of you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're glad to be here.
So, Neil, let me start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Community Schools Initiative and how it works?
Yeah, so the Community Schools Initiative is actually something that's taking place in a lot of schools around the nation. Here in Idaho, specifically in Treasure Valley, there is a group of a lot of school districts that are coming together and partnering with local businesses in our community, as well as nonprofits like United Way. And the entire goal of this Community Schools is to provide supports for students that combine community resources with staff at the schools and families. So we do work around basic needs, as well as partnering with teachers and administrators to support kids who may need that extra little push to be successful, or that extra need met to be able to be successful in the classroom.
And Madison, what are some of the biggest needs that you see families are struggling with right now?
Some of the biggest needs are definitely food always. We also always need shoes, jackets, especially during these colder months. And then, you know, we utilize sleeping bags a lot, socks, kind of the basic hygiene items as well. But just really these necessities to get families going and just keep them warm in these months.
Yeah, one of the things I'd add to that is also we're really working on building up our mental and physical health supports also, right? So we right now have a partnership with St. Luke's, and they have a mobile clinic that they bring out to schools so the families can get, when they need it, on-site care through a doctor at school. And it works just like it would going to the doctor, right? You schedule an appointment, and then you can get a doctor on-site scheduled for you. We're also working on building up some mental health supports. So us and some of our neighboring districts are also looking at how do we bring in counselors and therapists on site to school so that families don't have to worry about transporting their kid to a doctor's appointment or a therapy appointment during the day. We can just have those services right at school for kids.
Mm. And Neil, how many families would you say these current centers serve? As I mentioned, there are 5 in the Nampa School District right now.
Yeah, I would say hundreds, right? So recently at Nampa High School specifically, that center serves students. And in some recent data over a 2-week period, we had over 400 kids go through that center to check in there with Madison. And then our other centers, we have one at one of our middle schools. And that one there at West Middle School had probably around 80 different families that was there in a 2-week period. And then between the 3 elementaries, we probably had close to 100 families that were served over that 2-week period. And some of those families are there for a one-time need, and some are there for needs over, you know, multiple visits to be able to support them.
So Madison, what kind of feedback are you getting from I would think in particular these teens that you're helping? I mean, it is hard enough being a teenager, let alone then having to be struggling with these, basic necessities that I think so many of us take for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel really grateful, honestly, for all the relationships that I've been able to create with the teenagers that I serve. I've created my center to kind of be a safe place for kids to come hang out, and all of them utilize the center in one way or another, whether that is, you know, grabbing a snack or during lunch coming, hanging out, playing pool, using the resources for, you know, grabbing some notebooks or a new pair of shoes. But the teens are, I would say, they're definitely struggling right now with, you know, a lot of them have already stuff going on at home, housing problems, just regular teenage problems with families. But then on top of it, you know, they have these extra hardships of maybe they're a migrant family, or they are going through homelessness, or you know, their families have food insecurity. And so I really just try to open up my center and make it, you know, a safe place where they're able to, you know, take food home to their families and utilize the resources as they need.
And Neil, I know that you work specifically within the Nampa School District, but are there other school districts that are participating or looking to participate in this program?
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, we just met as the Treasure Valley United Way group, and they had mentioned that there are 12 school districts around the state coming on for the next year. Specifically here in Treasure Valley, Boise Independent School District is a part of this initiative. West Ada School District is a part of this initiative. Caldwell School District, Nampa School District, and many others around the area have similar programs to ours underneath the Community Schools Initiative.
And Neil, just one more question because I have to wrap up. But can communities what can community members do? Is there anything that folks can do to help partner?
Yeah, thank you for that question. We can't do the work that we do without community support. Our staff members, we have funding within the district to provide staff members, but when we look at the Community Schools Initiative, schools are the hub of the needs for families. And so we need donations to be able to pay for things that we typically can't out of a school district budget. We need people who own businesses in the community who might be willing to provide space for parenting classes or adult classes. We need staff who might be willing to provide volunteer hours or mentoring hours. You know, and there's a number of different ways that we can support, but it really is a community effort to provide the best that we can for our kids so that they can succeed beyond the K-12 system. So if anyone out there is interested, our information is on the Nampa School District website. I'd love to talk to somebody. And like I said, surrounding districts have similar initiatives and they have coordinators that would be happy to connect with businesses in their school district boundaries.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking to us about this so we know more about it. We'll put your information on our website as well. We've been talking with Nampa School District's Director of Federal Programs, Neil Trimble, and Madison Parker, Family Community Resource Center Coordinator at Nampa High School, discussing the Community Schools Initiative. Thank you both for your time.
So
Thank you.
much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.